He's been a wild and crazy guy, a dirty, rotten scoundrel, a modern-day Cyrano de Bergerac in Roxanne, and a weatherman navigating a fantastical Los Angeles in L.A. Story. At age 60, Steve Martin is also an icon. Along with acting in dozens of films, he can list on his resume screenwriter, playwright, essayist, art collector, and novelist. This week has been a busy one for Steve Martin. His new film, Shop Girl, was released. He was also honored with the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Lily Tomlin, Martin Short, and Tom Hanks were among the guests there to sing his praises. Here's humorist Dave Barry.
There are a lot of parallels between Mark Twain and Steve Martin. Like Steve, Mark Twain was a brilliant humorist who excelled as both a writer and a performer, and he used to do a stand-up act with an arrow through his head. That's why I believe that if Mark Twain were here tonight, he'd say, "Whoa, I'm like 170 years old."
You know, it's fun to get an award, but it's really fun because all my friends are there. And that's these occasions we've realized, which are actually kind of stressful for everybody, are actually opportunities for all of our friends to get together and have a drink and talk and laugh. So it's a show, too. So it's intimidating in the sense that you're doing a show and they're giving you an award for comedy, so you better be funny.
Yeah. What was your best crack?
I had one joke where I said, I'm reminded of this Mark Twain quote. I wrote it down because I wanted to get it exactly right. And I took out a piece of paper and I said, whatever you do, for God's sake, do not name an award after me.
So did you give any thought to the whole notion of American humor, considering this was the Mark Twain Prize for American humor?
Well, I did, but it's the only humor I really know, and I did get a little bit serious at the end of my speech saying that, one, I hope that America remains tolerant of satirists and iconoclasts. It's a very important aspect of our political world, what is going on in comedy. And what I didn't say, because I just didn't have time, was it's so unfortunate that politicians cannot use humor. Because, as you know, if they do, they're completely lambasted and it's misinterpreted and it becomes a headline and there's no sense of irony at all. But wit is a way to judge character. So, but I didn't have time. I didn't want to make a big political speech, so I didn't even say that. So I'm saying it now. And we can cut it out.
Well, you know, interesting, though. I mean, you do not do political humor in any clear, obvious sense.
Well, I have written quasi-political pieces for The New Yorker. Well, we'll call it social satire.
Right.
I do not do political humor. I have. Actually, there was a joke, they ran it on the Mark Twain Award the other night that I did in the 70s. It was a routine called What I Believe, and the joke was, and I believe that Ronald Reagan can make this country what it once was, an Arctic region covered with ice. So I have done it in my life, but I prefer to stay aloof from a political view of myself. I really like being a comedian, and I don't want the humor to be tainted by, you know, if I'm doing something, we'll call it funny, if someone's thinking, oh, he's a lefty or he's a righty. I just want it to be accepted on a pure level.
And having mastered stand-up, slapstick, and a sweet good humor, Steve Martin goes for the bittersweet in Shop Girl. In his novella, Shop Girl, one character declares it's pain that changes our lives. In the movie, Steve Martin plays wealthy older Ray Porter, wooing the lovely young Mirabelle, played by Claire Danes.
Be honest. If this were a TV dating show, would I be kicked off already and you'd be on to the next guy?
Jason Schwartzman plays Martin's younger, clueless rival.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Are we going in?
Oh, no. Ticket's like $10.
We could split it.
Okay, let's split it.
Okay.
You're right. Could I borrow $2?
The shape of Shop Girl is very similar to something I did when I adapted Cyrano de Bergerac for the movies Roxanne. I thought about the story of Cyrano de Bergerac, and I thought about the character of Christian, who is representing himself falsely to the beautiful Roxanne. And I thought, how would he really feel after a while? He would really start to feel uncomfortable because she does not like him for who he is. And what he really needs is someone like him, someone who actually likes him. And it's one of the changes from the play to the movie is that he meets someone who finds him amusing, as himself. In Shop Girl, I realize something similar happens, that she's, in a different way, been made so uncomfortable by being around Ray Porter because of his vicissitudes with her, that eventually she goes with someone who just loves her purely.
Well, thank you very much. I only had one demented sort of question that, what the heck, I'll throw it at you. You're sort of well known to be a collector of art, mm-hmm. a serious collector of art. If you were in any of your paintings, can you see yourself in one of them?
I never have thought about that painting.
But Edward Hopper.
I own a painting by Eric Fischel, and it's a backyardscape of a family having a barbecue. And in the center of the picture is this 16-year-old boy eating fire. This is a personal interpretation, but it's the way I felt when I was, 16 in Orange County in the backyard in a conservative, nice community, by the way. But I felt I was not eating fire, but that I had fire inside me.
Steve Martin's new movie, Shop Girl, is in selected theaters now, and the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor will be broadcast on November 9th on PBS. And clips from Shop Girl are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Are you this fleeting? Old age is just around the bend.